now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, stuff relating to bhakti culture and other stuff. First track today is going to be Masood Ali Khan with Lisbeth Scott with a rendition of the Gayatri Mantra from the Yoga Sessions release. We'll be back right after this just to let you know more about what's going to happen. Hope you're doing good.
Thank you.
First track that we heard was the Gayatri Mantra from a release by Masood Ali Khan featuring some vocal stylings of Lisbeth Scott, who is a well-known vocalist for her work in various films in the past 10 or more years. She's worked on many different soundtracks for many different movies. From the Yoga Sessions release, the mantra Om Bhu Bhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Diyoyo Na Pachodayat. There's many different translations that I've read of this mantra. This is a very famous and popular mantra chanted still by many people in India on a daily basis as part of their morning routine. Basically, it's a mantra which is seeing the sun as being the source of all life. Sometimes the sun is said to be the eye of the supreme, that all life is functioning because of the sun. But the sun is just a representative of a supreme energy that is flooding into the material world. So to Savitar or Surya or Suryadev, to the personified deity of the sun, we ask that our prayers and our offerings be stimulated by his effulgence, that we may properly be able to express that side of ourselves, that our lives may become an offering in that way of something higher goals, higher purposes. So it's a very enlightening sort of meditation that's within that mantra. A simplified version of all that, for example, one translation: we meditate on the adorable glory of the radiant sun. May he inspire our intelligence. This is kind of an appropriate meditation for a sunny day. There's lots of people worshiping the sun out on the beach today, I'm sure. I'm going to play a couple of PSAs, public service announcements, and then we'll be right back with some more music.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Mangan, The Head and the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Amel Mathluthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, there are artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. 3 evenings, 2 full days of music and magic. You want to be there. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca. Supported in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm going to start off the next set with 2 tracks by Wa. She's a pretty amazing and prolific artist that I had the good fortune to meet in Santa Monica a month or so ago. First track is going to be, it's just simply entitled Gopala Hare, features what's it, Gopala Hare, Govinda. These are different names that are given for in the Vedic literatures for the Supreme. And then following that, a track entitled Stay in My Heart, which is an offering to Amma, or the Divine Mother. The word Hare, which is in the first song, is a way of addressing the feminine energy. This is a healing energy, a compassionate energy, one that can actually help us to become of service in our life, higher service, something. Actually, it's interesting how if one gets that bug of higher service, or service for a greater good, it's quite addictive. And You become less selfish the more that you do it, and you become happier. It's an interesting phenomenon. You'd think that the more attention that you pay to yourself, that you're going to get more, right? But actually, the great sages and yogis from all over the world and all different traditions come to the same conclusion that selflessness is actually the key to happiness. Chanting is a really good way to cultivate that, turn that concept of selflessness into something real, something productive. Stimulates activity in that vein, in that way. There's so much in the way of kirtan coming up. Kirtan means chanting, basically, usually as a group. A lot of stuff coming up in the next little while. One thing worth noting in about a month's time, CITR is going to be broadcasting maybe all of or some of the hours from the Kirtan Vancouver Festival. That's on August 18th. It's a free outdoor Kirtan Festival. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. Right now we're going to play Wa, two tracks from her, Gopal Hare and Stay in My Heart. And then there'll be some other tracks taking us up closer to the end of the hour. I hope you're doing good.
Oh. Guru, Wahe Jio, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe 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 Guru, Wahe Jio, Wahe Guru,
back. You're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're almost at the end of the show. The first track of that set was two songs by Wah from her Best Of CD, Gopala Hare, followed by Stay In My Heart. And then we heard two songs from the School of Braj release, featuring the Jivas, which was a band that Crispian Mills of Kulashekar formed after Kulashekar stopped working together for a while. And they released a couple of albums. And then they did some work with this on the School of Braj release. We heard Song of Braj Parts 1 and 2, which including the chant Gora Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, which is Gora is a name for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda, two of them brothers dating back a few hundred years ago in Bengal in India, kind of famous for chanting and dancing in an ecstatic mood and demonstrating that path of bhakti or devotion. And then we heard from Aikana with Wahe Guru. Wahe Guru, I found an interesting breakdown of Wahe Guru as written by Guru Das Ji. And it's translated, so kind of work with it a little bit. It said, in Satya Yuga, Vishnu is the form of Vasudev. In the form of Vasudev, is said to have incarnated, and V of Vahiguru reminds of Vishnu. The true Guru of Dwapa, which is another era in history, is said to be Hare Krishna, and H of Vahiguru reminds of Hari. In the Treta, which is another age in history, was Ram, so you get the R. And then in Kali Yuga, which is the current age according to the Vedic timeline, Govinda is represented by the G, which is also connected with Nanak. And so it says, when joining four letters, Vaheguru is remembered, the Jiva, which is another name for the living entity or the soul, merges again in its origin. So it's a bit of a breakdown by Guru Das Ji on the mantra Wahe Guru. But it basically is a glorification of the Almighty or the Supreme, the Creator, the Supreme Soul. And it's something that is chanted in Sikhism. The last track was Donna DeLore that we heard. The last track was Donna DeLore from her remix CD, a remix of Om Namo Shivaya. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be right back with the last track of the show.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
It's pretty exotic. Kind of fitting, I guess, for a sunny day, especially if you're hanging out on the beach. Last track is going to be Toku, Jim Wilson, recording from the 2002 release, A Universe to Come, track entitled I Am. This is recorded with Bernard Pomerantz, who is probably most famous for being, he's an American playwright, most famous for writing the play The Elephant Man, which later, which ran for a long time, I think both in London and in the States, and then was sort of, storyline was kind of hijacked into a movie. Apparently it wasn't really an official thing, and somebody got sued for that. I think it was David Lynch directed that movie, but there was a big kerfuffle about that. But the original author, playwright Bernard Pomerantz, he speaks on this track, composed by Toku or Jim Wilson, who has been put out many albums over the past few decades, celebrating Native American traditions, even some I think some Siberian shamanism traditions, South American ayahuasca traditions, and the Vedic tradition also. Collaborating with people like Jai Uttal, Krishna Das. Actually, I think he produced the first Krishna Das release, which name I forget the name of that CD. But. This is from the 2002 release, A Universe to Come. A good friend of mine and collaborator with Kirtan Vancouver, Shane Wilson, his Tolku's son, I should mention. I've played a few tracks by him also in the past while. He will be participating in the Kirtan Vancouver Festival with many other artists, which is coming up August 18th in Vancouver in Stanley Park at Second Beach. It's going to be beautiful. It's a free outdoor Kirtan festival concert. There's going to be many organic vendors there, a green bazaar. We're going to have yoga in the park prior to the 3 p.m. start when the music kicks in and goes till dusk. With local performers and also people from out of town, such as Shantella and Kanamrita Dasi. That's August 18th. We're going to be doing some interviews with artists leading up to that. And also CITR will be broadcasting some of the festival live from the park on that day, on Saturday. We'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR Radio. You can go to the website mantraradio.co. It's all one word. And you can send us feedback through the website also. It's been really nice being with you today. See you next week. Last track, Toku with I Am. Namaste.
I am the incomprehensible silence and the memory that will not be forgotten. I am the voice whose sound is everywhere and the speech that appears in many forms. I am the utterance of my own name.
There is no one to
to judge me. For though there is much sweetness in passionate life, in transient pleasure, finally, sanity comes, and people flee to their place of rest. There, they will find me.